After last year's tournament run ended sooner than they'd hoped, the McDonald Macs entered this year's postseason with a little something extra to prove. Good evening and welcome to Chippewa Falls Senior High School, site of this WIAA Division 5 sectional semifinal, pitting two foes from the Western Clover Belt Conference, your McDonald Central Macs, the number one seed, against the number 11 seed, the Thorpe Cardinals. Eddie Mittermeier inside the arc, left wing, pulls it back outside the arc, drops it down to Cannon Huss, backing down on two Thorpe defenders. Baby Hook is sweet. Eddie Mittermeier trying to return the favor, goes right to the rim and scores, exploding to the rim. Eddie Mittermeier, his first basket, still a one-point game. Similar color scheme and team mascot. Eddie Mittermeier takes it away from Rosemeyer. Mittermeier down the lane, goes by Sutton. Pounding basket, and the foul.
Nice hard basket by Eddie.
Cooper Mittermeier swings it back to Eddie. Eddie toes up a deep three. Nice. Nailed it. Left wing triple. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Miles Flanagan. Goes
down. Yeah.
Scores. Big bucket for the big man.
Nice job by Miles with a good physical rebound and a good physical putback.
Over to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier blows by Sutton, driving in hard. Beautiful touch with the left knee and off the window for two. Collinford along the baseline. Eddie Mittermeier driving. Runner is good. McDonald with an opportunity here. Keegan Galvez, left corner, drops it down to Cannon Huss. Huss spins by his man.
And
up
one.
And in for two. Hoop and hard for Huss. Oh, it won't go down. Batted out by Keegan Galvez. Eddie Mittermeier, left wing, triple.
There
we
go. See, we've been too close to the basket.
Cannon Huss straight on for three.
Got it.
And that one is right through the bottom of the net. Misfelt blows by two defenders. Hard at the rim.
Yeah.
The basket and the foul for Aiden.
Nice take by Aiden. He saw the green grass there and just took off.
Inbounds to Stewart. Stewart lines up a three, comes up short. Rebound Stelter goes up high for it. Push out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier on the run. Hard to the rack. Goes in hard. Stewart.
Yeah.
Got it. And the foul. Stelter offensive rebound. Back to Eddie. He'll try another one.
There it is. Don't give him too wide open.
Trying to get the forearm out and swat it away.
Nice.
Steal by Miles Flanagan. Long push ahead. Great catch. Aiden Misfeld.
Got it.
Good with the left hand. Rebound Asher Rozowski with 2 seconds. Leaves it for Stelter, and the senior will dribble it out. And McDonald is moving on to yet another sectional final for the eighth time in the last 9 seasons. They will be playing for the right to go to state. Your final score here in Chippewa Falls, the McDonald Macs 52, the Thorpe Cardinals 31. The playoff journey continues, and a single step remains on the road back to Madison, a WIAA Division 5 sectional final. This is McDonald Macs Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
This is Macs Basketball.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Macs and this WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Macs pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Actually, Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Macs, go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Good evening and welcome to Amory High School, site of this WIAA Division 5 sectional final pitting your McDonald Central Lady Macs. Max boys, rather, the Lady Macs for this morning. I'm tired. The McDonald Central Max boys, the number one seed against the Solon Spring Eagles, also a number one seed for the right to go to Madison, the Kohl Center, and the WIAA Division 5 state semifinal. I'm Caleb Swenson. I'll be joined soon by Mark Maloney. We've seeing our McDonald Lady Macs girls with an incredible win in the state final today, 61-46 over Blair Taylor to win the program's first ever state championship game, and now the McDonald boys trying to get one step closer to a state berth of their own. If you are a praying person, pray that we are able to stay connected, as unfortunately not much is working here today, and it's been about as arduous as getting over here through all the snow on Highway 64. But we're here, and we are almost ready for basketball and looking forward to it. We'll hear from head coach Adam Schilling coming up soon. But first, a message from the WIAA. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines real winners. Real Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Real Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit realmutual.com/WIAA to see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that Real Milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We are back in 3 minutes. Hear from some of our actual advertisers and not the ones the WIAA forces us to read from now.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Alley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel, call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Welcome back to the sectional final live here from Amory High School. Winner goes to state in Division 5 here with head coach Adam Schilling as McDonald takes on Solon Springs. And coach, your team has worked so hard to get to this point, and yet this is another step in the road to your ultimate goal, too. What do you need to do to be able to punch your ticket to a state tournament against a big, strong Solon Springs team?
I think it's going to start on the defensive end. It's something we've really been working on in the playoffs, and I just really think the best defensive team today is going to be the one that takes home the plaque and is the sectional champions.
Coach, the Solon Springs team certainly runs up the points and maybe some weaker opponents than normally they would see if they were playing in the Clover Belt Conference, but they can score. There's no question about that.
Yeah, they got some guys that can really put the ball in the basket, and they have a good combination of size and guard, so it'll be a good test for our defense to see what we're able to do, but again, I think we've been playing in a pretty tough schedule all year, and this will be another team that'll be hard for us to beat.
And finally, Coach, offensively, again, you worked your way through a tough game against Thorpe, but really, again, it seems like the defense sparks the offense, and you got some timely shooting even in a relatively low-scoring game on Thursday.
Yeah, I think, offensively, we were able to get some stops. Defensively, we were able to get some stops, and that got us going on offense a little bit. But offensively, we want to keep sharing the ball, try to get up and down as much as we can to get easy buckets, but again, it all starts with the defensive end for us, and that's going to be the key to tonight.
Coach, we'll talk to you afterward. Hopefully we're talking about a trip to the Kohl Center.
I hope so. Thank you for coming over.
Head Coach Adam Schilling, it's coming up close to game time here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions: a night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential, maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community, a learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonnell. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Continuing to break it down before this sectional final here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. It's your McDonald Central Max against the Solon Springs Eagles. Solon Springs, number one seed, and McDonald also a number one seed. Max 27-1, 13-1 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Champions of that conference, Solon Springs 26-1, 17-0, first place in the Indian Head Conference. That included three defeats of Hurley last year, a state semifinalist, and the latest defeat of Hurley sending Solon Springs to the sectional final game. They've scored 90 points six times and gone over 100 twice. Offensively, they score 77.1 points per game. Defensively, give up 42.3. McDonald scoring 71.4 points per game and giving up 51.7. Well, a great opportunity exists for people who enjoy sports as participants and would like to give back to the game that means so much to them. Becoming a high school game official gives you the opportunity to get involved, get in shape, and help teach the game to young people. Signing up is easy. To become a WIAA licensed official, go online at WIAAWI.org to apply and become a WIAA licensed official. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. And why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose, some play to inspire others, and some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. A sectional final for the right to go to Madison is coming up in 6.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Can't wait. Looking forward to this one in what looks to be, even with the weather, a very full house here in Amory. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports and Max TV. This is McDonald Max Playoff Basketball.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be.
Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Top of the morning to ya. Looking to get a 3-clover deal this St. Patty's Day? Well, lads, come to SoCop's Meat Market, where our butchers are offering smoked bacon, catfish fillets, haddock and cod loins, and beautiful ribeye steaks. This St. Patty's Day, no blarney. Corned beef at $5.29 a pound. God bless you and your kin this St. Patty's Day from SoCop's Meat Market on 624 North Bridge Street in Chippewa Falls, where the squeaky door welcomes a friend evermore.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Welcome back to Amory High School, home of the Warriors, in sight of this WIAA Division 5 sectional final, pitting your number one seed in McDonald Central Max against the number one seed Solon Springs Eagles. Winner goes to Madison. Here on WOGO Sports, I'm Caleb Swenson. I'll be joined soon by Mark Maloney as he makes his way through the treacherous roads to get here back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Ethan White and Ezra Van Dyke keeping things running smoothly there. Val Knobloch to my right on Max TV. Solon Springs, as we mentioned earlier, their third victory. It's so hard to get three victories against the same team, but their third victory against Hurley sent them to this sectional final game. McDonald also a third victory against a conference opponent. That was Thorpe that got them to this point. In that game on Thursday night, we had it for you on WOGO, a podcast, by the way, at wogo.com. 52-31, McDonald with that win. It was a tight game at the half, but a 26-9 second half effort for McDonald. Again, holding Thorpe to just 9 points after the break made the difference. Aiden Rosemeyer, talented senior for Thorpe, had 10 points in the first half, held to just 2 points in the second half. McDonald had six players score. Again, 4-point differential at the half, 26-9 in the second 18 minutes. Eddie Mittermeier led the way with 21 points. He now has 121 made threes on the season. Cannon Huss with 13 points. Aiden Misfeld continues his torrid streak in the playoffs, playing so well on both ends of the floor, rebounding really well. He had 8 points, and Keegan Galvez with six. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds with your Toys and Ford keys to the game here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. It's almost time for the sectional final. Back in 60.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, sectional final time, and it's time for the Toys and Ford Keys of the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. As the McDonald Macs face off against the Solon Springs Eagles, Keys of the Game have to echo the sentiments of head coach Adam Schilling for McDonald, where he said, whoever plays better defense is going to get that sectional plaque and going to move on to state. And would add to that as well, as you're facing a talented big in Isaiah Castern of the Eagles, averaging almost 23 points per game. Stay out of foul trouble. Those are the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Back after this.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Starting lineups being introduced now. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Two number one seeds clashing in this sectional final. McDonald being introduced first. Senior guard Aiden Misfelt, 5'11", number one, averaging 9.3 points per game, leads the team in assists. Eddie Mittermeier, 5'11", senior guard, number three, 21.7 points per game to lead the team, and almost three assists per game as well. Keegan Galvez, 6'5", senior forward, number 22, 6.7 points, 4.1 rebounds. Jordan Sikora, the sophomore defensive stopper, 6'2", sophomore guard, number 24, 2.4 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists per game. And Cannon Huss, 6'3", senior guard forward, number 33, 21.4 points per game, second on the team, and leads the team in rebounds at 9.5. Head coach Adam Schilling, fifth year at the helm of this McDonald Max varsity program, 94 wins versus 37 defeats, a 72% winning percentage. For Solon Springs, they'll start Dylan Taggart. He's a 5'3" junior, 14.8 points per game. Number three, Owen Smith, 5' junior, 7.9 points per game. Number 10, Carson Countenin, a senior, 5.4 points per game. Isaiah Castron, you know what? All of these heights are way, way off, but he's a junior, and he's big, 6'5", I believe. And Solon Springs has white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with maroon numerals and lettering. McDonald resplendent in their royal blue tops and bottoms, white numerals, white lettering, gold piping, gold outlines and accents on the tanks and shorts. 6'5" against 6'5". Castron will win the tip as McDonald will concede it. And we'll move left to right. Mark Maloney, good to have you here. It was an adventure getting here.
It's been an adventure all weekend, Caleb.
Long cross-court skip for Solon Springs. A kick out for a 15-foot jumper. That one off the back of the rim. Castron, an offensive rebound. He's a low and underneath there. And he goes up and misses one short. And a long lead feed ahead to Sikora. Kick out Keegan Galvez. Rotate to Aiden Misfelds. Left side, Jordan Sikora fakes the three, Castron on him. Skip down low. Cannon Haas pumps, goes up strong, misses it short. Caster changed that shot, knocked away from him. But Solon Springs able to get it out. Caster's fast, too. Again, he leads the way for this team. Quick three, right corner, far rim, no. But an offensive rebound by Dylan Taggart. Taggart goes right side to Kaunonen. He'll drop it down to Aiden Misfelt. Not on purpose, as Aiden Misfelt steps in front of the pass, and he gets bumped hard from behind, incidentally, by Owen Smith. I think I failed to mention Caden Corlett, a junior. They're saying he's 5'5". There's just nothing accurate about any of these heights. Again, we found what stats we could on Wisports.net for Solon Springs. We know they score a lot of points. Don't really know who scores them all, but Thierry Castern accounts for a lot. Stats through nine games, I believe. Long cross-court skip to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt jab steps at the right elbow. Kick out Keegan Galvez, left of the wheel. Over to Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie's doubled up top. Hesitation dribble. Kick out Jordan Secor to Aiden Misfelt high on the right wing. There are a lot of people from Solon Springs here. Nice. Off the glass and good. Bank is open. Late on a Saturday night for Aiden Misfelt. Starts the scoring for McDonald. That's his 41st of the season. Kick for a 3-2. Answer. Back rim brick. No offensive rebound. Corlett goes up and scores. 3-2 McDonald. Backcourt pressure by Solon Springs. 2 minutes gone by. Here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Eddie Mittermeier drops off for Cannon Huss, left of the wheel. Huss at the right elbow, pulls it up, back to Keegan Galvez. Galvez jabs it over. Jordan Secor, high on the right. Leaves it for Keegan. Left wing, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt puts on the floor with the right hand, attacking. Kick out Jordan Secor. Wide open, looking at three, right wing. Bucket for Jordan. Well, that's a confident shot from the sophomore, and it's 6-2 McDonald. Taggart up top. Again, our reports had him at almost 15 points per game. Taggart leaves on the left side for Smith. On the right wing, counting in. He'll drop it down to the post, and another steal for a moment by McDonald. Now Cannon Huss wrestling for it. Possession should go McDonald's way. Aiden Misfelt had it for a moment, lost it, and then Cannon scrabbling for it with 15-12 to play, 6-2. McDonald facing some full court pressure, everyone but the inbounder. Aiden Misfelt puts it on the floor with the left hand across that Warriors logo at midcourt. Eddie Mittermeier right side to Aiden. Aiden on the right. Over to Eddie Mittermeier, swings to Keegan Galvez. Galvez thought about a three to Cannon Huss. Run of the circle, flips it over to Aiden. Aiden jab step into the lane, kick out Galvez. Now he'll take a three, no hesitation, book it! Keegan Galvez! And a timeout taken on the floor by Solon.
30 seconds.
We'll step out and be back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV, back in 30.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Well, Mark Maloney, a lot of the Solon Springs faithful sitting down right now, so technically we could sit down, but the way McDonald is shooting, I don't think I want to sit down. I think
no.
Let's just see if this holds here.
Yeah, we got these guys to the right are all standing, so.
Three threes made already, none of them from Eddie Mittermeier. He hasn't even attempted one. Answering for three straight on, off the mark. Rebound tapped out to Eddie Mittermeier. Off that miss from Owen Smith. Now Mittermeier on the right wing. Cannon Huss up top. Huss doesn't have a three either. Again, Misfelt, Jordan Secor, and Keegan Galvez all hit a three so far and makes it 9-2 McDonald. Secor to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier, good head fake, leaves it for Keegan Galvez. Up top, Cannon Huss between the wheels. Huss hands off to Eddie. A little bit of a bobble on the knockaway by Taggart. Now Eddie driving baseline. Hangs high off the glass and scores. A beautiful kiss off the window for Eddie Mittermeier. 11-2 McDonald. Up top, Owen Smith. Smith holding, waiting, goes right side. That's Kaunonen. They drop it back to Smith. Right block extended. Spinning against Misfell. Out to Kaunonen. The lefty for three. That one far side of the rim. No cannon. Huss clears the rebound. Huss weaves his way across the logo at midcourt. Slowing down. Kick over to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier coming off a screen. Right back to Huss. Right wing. Big jab step. Huss driving right block extended. Long skip over to Jordan Sikora. Jordan passed up the three. Thought about it. Aiden Misfell. Good head fake. Driving in the lane. Runner for three.
Beautiful.
Is good. Oh, nice touch by Aiden Misfell. Got his man shifting one way and then slid right by him. 13-2 McDonald. 13-11 to go here in the first half. Taggart, kick it out. Owen Smith, long two, from the corner. It's been a while since Solon Springs got a bucket. Now it's 13-4, still just a 9-point game. As we mentioned, these Eagles can score in bunches. Misfelt just beyond midcourt. Keegan Galvez, Jordan Sikora left wing. Jordan against Castor, and they're big. Over to Keegan on the right wing. Galvez driving in baseline. Flips it out and flips it away. Stolen by Kaunonen. Kaunonen on the run. Left wing just inside the arc. Kick out Smith. Smith to Taggart. Taggart for three is good. And counter-punching the Solon Springs Eagles. And McDonald, a turnover, lost it out of bounds. And now the Eagles faithful getting back on their feet. 6-point game, 13-7 McDonald. Sub coming in for Solon Springs, Abe Allberg, Jr. And he will come in place of Caden Corlett. 12:24 to go. 6-point game, 2-possession lead for now for McDonald. Take it up top to Castor. Looked like he wanted to take a three. Slides it over in the right corner. Kick out up top. Smith for three is good. And Smith with 5 points, and just like that, McDonald's 9-point lead cut down to 3, 13-10. How will they respond as Solon Springs starting to settle in here?
Good shooting.
And Solon Springs has a really big crowd. They weren't playing in Green Bay today, so. Cannon Haas driving in hard. No, gets his own rebound for a moment, but Castor takes it away. Chance to tie or come within one here for the Solon Springs Eagles. Smith high on the left wing. Hands off to Taggart. Taggart checked by Jordan Sikora. Swings it over far side. That's Allberg. Up top, Jordan Sikora creates a little chaos. Knocked it away. Working off the screen is Taggart. Taggart gets by a couple defenders. Goes in hard and traveled with the basketball. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Timeout on the floor. We are back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Alley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Speaking of competitive, that's what this game has quickly become.
Yes.
13-10 McDonald. Solon Springs shows how they can score in a hurry. Cooper Mittermeier into the game now, number zero, the 5'9 sophomore guard. Eddie Mittermeier, older brother up top, splits two defenders, goes hard to the floor as he's fouled, gets a helping hand up from Keegan Galvez. And that is just the second whistle of the game. And that foul going to send Eddie to the line, shooting two, still trying to shake that one off. Foul goes against
Cade Corlett. Picking up.
Mittermeier at the line. First one is perfect. As a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. Lakeland.edu/blended. Mittermeier, second free throw. That one rims out. Rare miss for Eddie Mittermeier, 14-10. McDonald. 10:55 to go. Taggart up top. Sends Auberg in the corner. Driving baseline, working a jab step. They get it down to their big Castron. He'll kick it out to Smith. Smith at the left elbow, back to Castron. Shot fake. Now he'll pull up for a three right in the face of Keegan Galvez. That's a nice touch by Jackson Castron. Or excuse me, Isaiah Castron. That's his first points. And it's a one-point game, 14-13 McDonald. Keegan Galvez hands off to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Cannon Huss. Huss against Smith. Cooper Mittermeier right wing. Over to Keegan Galvez, matched up against Corlett. Aiden Misfelt right wing, up top, Cannon Huss. Huss handoff to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier at the paint, runner, pulls up, back rim, no, fights for the rebound, can't pull it down, Corlett. Chance to take the lead now for the first time tonight, Solon Springs. Kicker left corner, Owen Smith. Up top, Corlett passes up the three. 14-13 McDonald, under 10 to play here first half in this sectional final. Taggart. Flips it out to Auberg. They'll leave him wide open, but he doesn't take the three. Taggart, quick trigger on a three. That one is good. Wow. Dylan Taggart, his second three. They're a smooth shooting team. 16-14 first lead. Cooper Mittermeier to answer for a three. Right corner, rounds it in. That's a big hit for the sophomore. Confident shot, his 18th three of the year. 17-16 McDonald. Miles Flanagan's going to come in shortly. Whirl it back to Taggart. He'll take a long three. That one off the front of the rim. No, Cannon Huss snaps down the rebound with one hand. Huss across the timeline. Crossing over on Smith. Over to Aiden Misfelt. 17-16 McDonald almost to the halfway point in a fast-paced first half. Keegan Galvez over to Eddie Mittermeier off the Galvez screen. Bumped up top. Gives it back to Keegan. Keegan wide open. Deep three. Right corner. Back rim. No. It's a good look for Keegan. And he shoots at about a 56% clip from downtown. Doesn't take a lot. 8:52 to go. 17-16 McDonald. Kick out Auberg. This time doesn't hesitate, and maybe he should have. It's an air ball on a three from the right wing. Miles Flanagan going to come in for Keegan Galvez to give him a well-deserved rest. Flanagan, the 6'3" junior center, number 44, has been rebounding very well.
Yes.
This playoff run for McDonald.
He needed to continue rebounding well.
Both of these teams have only lost one game on the season. One's going to remain that way. One's going to have their second loss and see their season end. That's the stakes here. The sectional final. Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Gets by a couple defenders. Another runner. That one well off the mark. A little bit too strong. As Taggart looking ahead. Goes all the way across the floor to Smith. Still 17-16 McDonald. Castron with Miles Flanagan right on him. Goes left side to Smith. Smith on the left wing, shoots it over to Corlett. Pass up the three, they're trying to get into the post. And up top, Dylan Taggart. Taggart's had that quick trigger to Smith. Smith pulls up just inside the foul line, takes the lead. Owen Smith with four, 18-17 is the lead for Solon Springs. Aiden Misfelt gets by Auberg in the backcourt. Has it on the right side, right in front of the Eagles student section. Drops down to Cannon Huss. Huss out to Aiden Misfelt. No hesitation on the three, back rim no. Cross-court pass to Owen Smith. Smith to Auberg in the corner. We have a whistle underneath, and I think Miles Flanagan may get called for a hold here.
Yep.
Well, Barry Global in Chippewa Falls has just opened up three positions. Night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour. An electrician at $32.85 per hour. Great benefits, too. Find the Chippewa Falls location at barryglobal.com/careers. That's barryglobal.com/careers. Donald trails 18-17. Castron high on the left wing. Bodying up against Flanagan. Over to Smith. Right side, Taggart. Taggart up top to Owen Smith between the wheels. Cooper Mittermeier on him, giving up a couple inches. Right side, Auberg. They'll leave him alone again in the corner. Taggart holds it above his head, puts it on the floor with the left hand. Driving in hard, goes all the way to the rim. Missed one point blank. Rebound to Cannon Huss. McDonald now on the move. Cannon Huss, left side, taps the brakes. Going in hard, pumps, high off the glass. No, but a foul. 18-17, McDonald trails by one for the moment with 7:05 left, and Cannon Huss going to the line, shooting a pair.
Castron.
That is Castron's first. Online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over 25 years. Cannon Huss, first free throw, ties the game. Perfect. Lakeland University, always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. Lakeland.edu/blended. That's the first point for Cannon Huss. Auberg comes out, number 41. Jackson Castern comes in. He's a freshman. He is 6'7".
He's a tall, lanky kid.
Tied at 18, 7:05 to go. Cannon Huss breaks the tie with a perfect free throw. And McDonald, a big lead early. They lead by one, 19-18. Solon Springs is run back into this one. Jackson Castren back to Smith. Smith, runner in the lane. Back rim, no rebound again to Cannon Huss. Huss crossing over on Smith in the backcourt. Crossing over to the forecourt with him in his back. Euro step. That shot blocked on the way up. Now a steal by Murph Leary. Go to the park. Yeah. Scores. Oh, a pickpocket.
Way to stay with it, Miles.
Miles Flanagan. Solon Springs fans wanted a foul.
Well, so did the player, and that's why he quit playing.
Quick three and another one for Dylan Taggart. And that'll tie the game at 21. Aiden Nisfeld across the timeline. Taggart behind him trying to sneak in for a steal. Left side, Cooper Mittermeier. Almost to the two-thirds point here in a frenetic first half. We are tied at 21. Cannon Huss up top. Huss driving in hard, flips it back to Eddie Mittermeier. Gives him a screen on the left wing, on the switch. Back to Huss. Huss, open three, left side. Far side of the rim, no offensive rebound. Can't. Eddie Mittermeier, Mittermeier kick it out. Cooper Mittermeier, corner pocket, three. Yes! Brother to brother, Cooper Mittermeier has two threes. And it's 24-21, McDonald. Corlett, left wing. Up top, Owen Smith. Smith to Jackson Castren. Leaves him wide open. He drives in hard off the glass and good. There's too much height there.
Yeah,
freshman. 1-point game, 24-23, McDonald. Coach Schilling said defense, defense, defense. Aiden Misfelt, right wing. High post feed, Cannon Huss. Turns, he's doubled. Goes by two defenders. Now pumps and scores. Cannon Huss, his first field goal. He was guarded at one point by two or even three defenders. 26-23, under 5 minutes to play. McDonald with a three-point lead. Taggart's been phenomenal in the first half. He lost it along the baseline, staying
went
here.
Off of Cannon's foot, I think.
Jordan Sikora will check in for McDonald. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Jordan Sikora checks in. Cooper Mittermeier gets a hand. Some phenomenal minutes for the sophomore. High pass to Isaiah Castren, high on the left against Miles Flanagan. 4:52 to play. To younger brother Jackson Castren. Up top to Taggart. He almost got loose. Taggart, now a runner. Push shot. Up and in. Wow. Dylan Taggart. They retake the lead, 26-25. Cannon Huss looking for the play call. Smith went for the steal. Kicked Aiden Misfelt. Wide open. Corner pocket. Three. Oh. Just won't go down. Cannon Huss had it for a moment. And Miles Flanagan also for a moment, then lost it out of bounds. 26-25.
4:25 left on the clock. It's a battle out there.
Dylan Taggart, just a junior, has been absolutely phenomenal. To Corlett. Corlett wide open for three. That one an air ball. Cannon Huss pulls down the rebound. He'll slow it down a bit. Jogs into the forecourt, high on the left side. Cannon Huss goes behind his back to Jordan Sikora. Jab step, fakes the three against Castren. Sikora up top. Miles Flanagan on the right wing. One dribble, handoff to Eddie Mittermeier. Gives him a screen, pulls up for a deep three. Front rim, no. Jackson Castren with the rebound. To Isaiah Castren. Under four to go in a one-point game here in the first half. Dylan Taggart driving along the baseline. He'll pull up again. Back rim, no. Rebound, chased down by Aiden Misfeld. Push ahead to Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie doesn't have a three yet, has 3 points. Both teams have shot the ball quite well. Cannon Huss into the lane, kick out Aiden Misfelt against Corlett. They'll back it out. Slides a bounce over, high on the right to Jordan Sikora, the sophomore. Eddie Mittermeier being pursued by Dylan Taggart. Right side, Cannon Huss. Aiden Misfelt, left wing. Aiden has his pocket picked by Corlett. Quick hands. 3:10 to go. McDonald down one, 26-25. Smith turns, lost it in the paint. Scrabble for it and tie up. And possession will stay
Jump
with
ball.
Solon Springs. Online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over 25 years. Lakeland University, always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. Keegan Galvez back out there along with Carson Kananen.
Miles Flanagan gave some fantastic minutes there.
3:01 left. McDonald trails by one. Solon Springs with the basketball. They'll throw in high and throw it in the backcourt. That's all right if they can track it down. Yep. Kananen does. Kananen hands it off to Taggart. Taggart up top against the core. Goes behind his back. He's got a quick trigger and a hot hand so far. Kananen wide open for a lefty. Three rattles it in. 28-26. McDonald down two. Aiden Misfeld to answer for three. Pick it for Aiden. Oh, goodness. A cold-blooded three for Aiden. He has 8 points. That's his second triple here in the first half.
Ooh.
Now a long three. Wow. Taggart. It's his fourth three of the first half. And back and forth we go. 31-29 Solon Springs. Jordan Sikora. Jab step left corner. Keegan Galvez, Eddie Mittermeier right wing. He goes by Taggart, sneaks along the baseline, kicked to Aiden Misfeld. Another three left corner, that one too long. Offensive rebound, Jordan Sikora, kick out Keegan Galvez. Doesn't take the three, goes in hard. Can't get the shot to fall over Taggart as he goes down hard. 1:56 to play. Kananen out to Smith. Smith back to Kananen. He's wide open for three. He'll take his time and can't make it. Keegan Galvez with the rebound. Push ahead to Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie to Jordan Sikora, high catch, saves it back to Aiden Misfeld. Aiden, over to Jordan Sikora, left corner. McDonald trailing by two. Minute 37 left in the first half. Right side, Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld to Cannon Huss. Huss to the left elbow, out to Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie has lost his pocket pick, lost it to Taggart.
He's lost the handle on that.
Owen Smith, right wing. McDonald in kind of an unfamiliar spot, trailing here. Taggart, right wing. He's doubled, finds Smith. Smith outside the paint, shoots it down low. Easy two for Kananen. 33-29, I believe that's the largest lead of the night for Solon Springs. They're trying to punch a ticket to state here against McDonald. Under a minute to play. Eddie Mittermeier driving baseline. He's doubled, slides to Aiden Misfeld, rotates. Jordan Sikora, right corner, three. Back rim, no. That one would have been big for McDonald.
Yes. 40 seconds left here in the first half.
Taggart bumped up top by Aiden Misfeld. That's a foul on McDonald. That's just their first with 41.5 seconds remaining. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Ben McDonald's played clean defense. We've got a whistle and what?
Might be something.
Checking maybe for
blood.
Some blood or something here. Give us time to let you know that White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Proud sponsor of Chi High McDonald Sports on WOGO for over 30 years, White City Glass. And Isaiah Castron is switching out jerseys here. Jackson Castron is going to have to come in for him.
Yeah, and I think Keegan Galvez is the one, he's the perpetrator of the blood.
So Keegan's going to have to go get looked at. He's got some blood on that left forearm. So Miles Flanagan checks in for him. So two bigs out for a moment. 40.9 left. Inbounds to Kananen. Four-point game. McDonald trails 33-29. And we'll see if Solon Springs just wants to hold for one shot here. Jordan Sikora up top against Taggart, who has been unbelievable in the first half. Has 14 points, four threes. High screen from Taggart. He'll whip it to Corlett. Swing over to Jackson Castron, holding with 20 seconds left. Kananen against Cannon Huss. Jackson Castron, Miles Flanagan giving him some space, the 6'7" freshman. Castron over to Kananen. Back to Taggart. That's who they want with the ball in his hands with 7 seconds left. Makes his move on the left. Pull up for a wide three, and is he fouled? Oh my goodness.
Yes, he was.
Fouled in the left corner. Oh my goodness. That did not have to happen.
Not with that much time left on the clock. In a desperation shot, but
Castron's not going to come in, but
Taggart's playing hard.
Going to be at the line, shooting three with 2.7 left. First free throw is good. He's made everything. Well, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Back Raymond the second. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. 2.7 seconds left, 34-29, Solon Springs. Dylan Taggart, one of two at the line. Another attempt, and that one back rimming out. McConnell got lucky there. Cannon Hospital shoot at the length of the floor and hit the back rim.
That's a nice shot.
It's a five-point game. McConnell trails 34-29. Can they cool down the Solon Springs Eagles? We'll be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports as halftime is approaching. Back in 3.5 on WOGO and Max TV.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Ow! Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up 3 positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour. An electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Halftime here in Amory. McDonald down 34-29 to the Solon Springs Eagles. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio and Max TV. McDonald out to an early lead, but Solon Springs absolutely roared back, Mark.
Yes, and they're shooting the ball extremely well, hitting the threes, hitting the little floaters in the middle. Taggart's just doing an awesome job in there. Seems like we're kind of containing their big guy. And
We're getting decent looks at the basket, too, so hopefully that kind of just turns around here in the second half. But, again, you gotta get ready for these type of games. This is a sectional final championship here, so we got to get ready to continue on here for the second half.
McDonald girls being recognized after their state championship win. Well, it's time for the Trust Point plan for the second half, brought to you by Trust Point Wealth Management, here to help you create a financial plan to reach your goals and enjoy life. Trust Point in Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Minneapolis. Consultations are always free. TrustPointInc.com. What in the world does McDonald have to do here?
I'm telling you what, I don't know what the plan is. I think they're playing pretty decent defense, but this Solon Springs team is just getting after it. They're quick, they're fast, they're hungry, they're going after it, and so are the McDonald boys. So I don't know, other than to just maybe, if you got another gear, to step it up into another gear and maybe attack the basket a little bit more. We're shooting a lot of threes, you know, and again, you live and die by that three-point shot, so maybe attack a little bit more and draw some fouls.
Well, looking at the leading scores, as six players have scored for Solon Springs, Dylan Taggart, again, he's made everything. Four threes, 15 points, seven for Owen Smith, five for Carson Counternan, three for Isaiah Castor, and two apiece for Caden Corlett and Jackson Castor. On the other side, for McDonald, Aiden Misfelt leading the way with 8 points. McDonald's had seven players score, six for Cooper Mittermeier, four for Cannon Huss, three apiece for Eddie Mittermeier, Keegan Galvez, and Jordan Sikora, and two for Miles Flanagan. Let's hear how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports and Max TV, your halftime highlights. Got Jordan Sikora to Aiden Misfelt high on the right wing. There are a lot of people from Solon Springs here. Off the glass and good. Back is open. Late on a Saturday night for Aiden Misfelt. Starts the scoring for McDonald. Sikora high on the right. Leaves it for Keegan. Left wing, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt puts on the floor with the right hand, attacking. Kick out Jordan Sikora. Wide open, looking at three. Right wing, bucket for Jordan. Well, that's a confident shot from the sophomore. Iron swings to Keegan Galvez. Galvez thought about a three to Cannon Huss. Run of the circle, flips it over to Aiden. Aiden jab step into the lane, kick out Galvez. Now he'll take a three, no hesitation, bucket! Keegan Galvez! In the wheels. Huss hands off to Eddie. A little bit of a bobble on the knockaway by Taggart. Now Eddie driving baseline, hangs high off the glass and scores. A beautiful kiss off the window for Eddie Mittermeier. Dylan Taggart, his second three. They're a smooth shooting team. 16-14 first lead. Cooper Mittermeier to answer for three, right corner, round it in. That's a big hit for the sophomore. Smith in the backcourt, crossing over to the forecourt with him in his back. Euro step, that shot blocked on the way up. Now a steal by Mars Flanagan, goes up on the scores. Oh, a pickpocket.
Way to stay with it, Miles.
Miles wing on the switch, back to Huss. Huss, open three, left side. Far side of the rim, no offensive rebound, can't. Eddie Mittermeier, kick it out. Cooper Mittermeier, corner pocket, three, yes! Brother to brother, Cooper Mittermeier has two threes. ...28-26, McDonald down two. Aiden Misfelt to answer for three, bucket for Aiden! Oh, goodness, a cold-blooded three for Aiden. He has 8 points, that's his second triple. That's how the first half sounded. We also had your Trust Point plan for the second half, brought to you by Trust Point Wealth Management, here to help you create a financial plan to reach your goals and enjoy life. We're back in 60 seconds with our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Halftime here at Amory McDonald, down 5 before the second half begins. Time for our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-out. So please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. What an honor this is for the fourth time in 3 days here. Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Alex Maloney at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Jory Kubishik at Holloman Air Force Base, New Mexico. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm heading over to Japan, both in the Air Force. Greg Hovland at Scott Air Force Base. Sarah Pass and Bovey with the 133rd. Civil Engineers, and Crystal Levesser Davis is with the Air Force National Guard in the medical unit. She was correcting me. Carter Billen at Fairchild Air Force Base. Austin Tollison in the Marine Corps Reserves out of Great Lakes, Illinois. George Chartrand in the Army at Fort Bragg. John Hayton in the Colfax Army, they're from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson, active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble at Fort McCoy in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart at Lackland Air Force Base. Chuck Gardo of Chi High Grad in the Marine Corps Station in Hawaii. Ellie Eckes, a McDonald grad in the Army National Guard at Chippewa. Marshall Lone-Tree Burgess, Chi High grad in the Air Force in Germany. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. And Mason Gadel, a 2022 Chi High grad with the Merchant Marines. And a huge thank you to WOGO for letting me keep this military shout-outs going. And a huge thank you to all of our military veterans and all serving. Thank you very much.
We're sure hoping we get to do this again for Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, but McDonald's going to have to do some work here.
They are.
They'll start out in the second half of the basketball, trailing by 5. Keegan Galvez now has a bandage where he was bleeding on that right forearm. Eddie Mittermeier to Jordan Sikora. Jordan passes up the 3. 34-29 McDonald. They trail by 5, excuse me, Solon Springs with the lead. Jordan Sikora right wing to Aiden Misfelt. Aiden looking down to the post, nothing there right now. Cannon Huss working on the right block. Aiden Misfelt, quick 3, right wing. That one an air ball, and Castron with the rebound.
And they're doing a number on Eddie. They don't want Eddie shooting the 3.
Well, McDonald's got contributions from all over the place, but notably missing Eddie Mittermeier's Corlett. A set shot, 3, that one in and out. Castron offensive rebound. Going up hard and can't get it to fall. Knocked away, and Cannon Huss snaps it up. Huss on the run. Bumped for a moment. We'll pull it back. Foul line jumper. That's probably not the shot McDonald wanted there.
Yeah. Maybe a little too quick there, but.
Left side counting and drops into Castron. Castron triple teamed by McDonald. Knocked away, and Eddie Mittermeier on the run. Mittermeier one-on-one down the lane. Hangs too strong. Rebound knocked out of bounds by the Mavs. Again, there's a lot of contact. Fans on both sides are probably looking for fouls, but they kind of let them work it out on the floor. Said he went down hard, didn't get a call. And on the other side, I think maybe the Eagles faithful looking for a call on that strip from McDonald. But let him work it out.
Yep.
16:38 to go. Still a 5-point deficit for McDonald. Solon Springs Taggart at 15 in the first half to Smith. Will drop down to Castron. Castron kip out. Taggart wide open. And, of course, that. Ooh. No, it spun out. Castron offensive rebound. And Castron goes in.
Wow.
Wow, that one was most of the way down for Taggart, but still 2 rather than 3.
Yeah, we'll give him one less.
36-29, Solon Springs. Cannon Huss goes to Jordan Sikora, left wing. Right side, Aiden Misfelt. Off a screen from Keegan Galvez, back to Keegan in the right corner. Cannon Huss up top against Owen Smith. Aiden Misfelt driving baseline, goes hard to the rim and scores.
That's what we need to do, attack the basket.
10 points for Aiden Misfelt, a team high. McDonald trails 36-31. Can they get a stop defensively? Left side, Kounanen, wide open for 3. That one front rim, no rebound. Eddie Mittermeier goes high for it. Mittermeier, Keegan Galvez. In the left corner, Jordan Sikora against Castron. Leaves it for Keegan. Up top, Cannon Huss. Teddy Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline over the top of 2 people. No, and Castron with the rebound. Across the logo is Taggart.
He's a big kid.
He really is. Taggart crossing over on Eddie Mittermeier, driving baseline. Shoots it over to Counter and out to Castron. Castron at the left elbow. Works it back out between the wheels. Hesitation. Now Castron goes in hard. Wow, offensive foul. Aiden Misfelt threw that one.
Nice.
15:08. Left to play, 36-31. McDonald trails by 5.
Oh, that was some pressure. That was a pretty good call, I think.
And when there aren't a ton of whistles. Everyone is still being greeted with boos.
Yes.
3 minutes gone by second half, yep. And an offensive foul on the other side against McDonald. And now I remember this officiating crew, the last time we saw them, they do call a lot of offensive fouls.
Yeah. That was kind of a little bit maybe of a payback. But, again, looking at that screen by Eddie, maybe needed to be a little better set there.
Taggart to Smith, left wing. 36-31, McDonald trails by five here in the sectional final on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Countered in right block, extended against Cannon Huss. Flips it over to Corbett, and Corbett too strong off the glass. Cannon Huss lost it. Knocked out of bounds off of Eddie Mittermeier by Taggart. 14-40. The game Taggart is playing, unfortunately, a little reminiscent of Cooper Diedrich of Athens last year.
Yeah.
A senior who just wasn't going to lose. The only problem is Taggart's just a junior. Taggart against Eddie Mittermeier on the left wing. What response does McDonald have with an eternity left here? Castor to Owen Smith. Smith pump fakes. He'll shoot it down to Castor on the left block. He'll knock over. Out to Taggart. Taggart for three. Back rim. No. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. Crowd looking for an over the back. Aiden Misfelt just went up high for it, but knocked it loose away from Countenan, who had better position. And Taggart will inbound. 14-20 left. Taggart holding. And loops it into Owen Smith. Smith in the left corner against Jordan Sikora. Smith spinning along the baseline. Cuts it back out to Corlett. Owen Smith now left of the wheel. Off a little screen from Corlett, driving hard down the right side. Pulls it up, goes hard at the rim and scores. The only loss for this Solon Springs team was against a Division I team, and that's Superior. Other than that, they've been unblemished this season. 38-31, they lead our McDonald Max with 13:48 to go. Eddie Mittermeier loops back to Cannon Huss. Huss has a good look at a three. That one rims in and out. And that was one McDonald could have used.
Yes.
Owen Smith right wing. Off the screen from Castor. And Sikora. Countin has it knocked away, but that's a reach-in foul on Cannon Huss. Today's McDonald basketball coverage brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or their new location in Lake Halley, opening spring 2023. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. Keegan Galvez, Jordan Sikora getting a rest. Miles Flanagan, Cooper Mittermeier in. Corlett out. And Allberg in for Solon Springs. 38-31 Solon Springs. Going right by Cannon Huss. And to the basket for two. This Conway. 40-31 Solon Springs. Cannon Huss across the timeline. Owen Smith checking him closely. Left side, Aiden Misfeld. Cooper Mittermeier in the left corner. Mittermeier to Cannon Huss right of the circle. It's Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie just has not had any open looks with Taggart on him. Eddie driving baseline, forces a shot up and misses it. Grabs an offensive rebound, kick out Cannon Huss. Huss shoots it over to Aiden Misfeld in the left corner. This fell to Cooper Mittermeier. Cannon Huss right of the circle. Cannon Huss driving in hard and held and fouled on the way to the hoop. That's the second whistle against Solon Springs here in the second half with 12:43 remaining.
Second on Smith.
Huss will inbound. Two at the blocks, two at the elbows for the Max boys. Inbounds to Flanagan. Flanagan to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier, tough three. Someone got a piece of that offensive rebound and put back by Cannon Huss. McDonald trails 40-33. Starts on defense here. Castron on the right side. Countenan against Cannon Huss. Up top, Owen Smith. Smith bullet pass down to Castron. Good position, scores easily. Isaiah Castron just a little bit too big down there.
Yes.
42-33. Almost one third of the way through the second half. McDonald trails by nine. They trailed big before, but they haven't faced a team quite like this. Eddie Mittermeier gets by a couple defenders, going in hard and a layup.
Bryce.
Eddie Mittermeier using the speed. 42-35, 7-point game. Castron drops it down low to Owen Smith. Smith pumps up and scores. 44-35. McDonald trailing by 9. Aiden Misfelt. Up top, Miles Flanagan. Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Mittermeier working off a screen. Throws it back to Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper Mittermeier, big jab step into lane over to Cannon Huss. Huss outside the arc right wing to Aiden Misfelt in the right corner. Aiden Misfelt takes the 3, far side of the rim. No. Rebound Alberg. Donald's going to need some of these to drop.
Yeah.
To get a comeback here. Owen Smith out to Countinen. Countinen lost it along the baseline out of bounds to McDonough. The run force error there for the Eagles. Jackson Castron will come in for Countinen and add some height. Corlett back in as well for Coach Marcus Besson. 11:05 left. McDonough facing some full court pressure here. Inbounds to Aiden Misfelt. To Cannon Huss. Huss with a head of steam across the timeline, being pursued by Owen Smith. Back to Aiden Misfelt. That's Cooper Mittermeier left wing. And Eddie Mittermeier is just being chased everywhere he goes by Taggers, who somehow managed to score 15 points while playing that kind of defense. Eddie Mittermeier in the lane, scooping shot, wild shot off the mark. Taggart with the rebound. Taggart on the left wing, driving in hard, and it is good. McDonald needs a timeout here.
Full timeout.
They trail 46-35. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be. Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself. When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
McDonald basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. An 11-point lead, largest of the night for Solon Springs, 46-35. McDonald just had no answer here in the second half defensively, and blanket coverage by the Eagles has really hampered McDonald offensively. Still have a lot of time left here, but something's
got to get that ball to go through the hoop.
Eddie Mittermeier right side. On top, Miles Flanagan. Aiden Misfelt in the left corner against Jackson Castron. Driving baseline, scoots it out. Cooper Mittermeier, right corner three. That one in and out. Jackson Castron with the rebound. Isaiah Castron right wing. The Taggart up top. Taggart between a couple defenders out to Isaiah Castron, wide open for three. That one off the back bracket. No. And Aiden Misfelt with the rebound. 10:01 to play. Keegan Galvez going to check back in for McDonald. On top, Aiden Misfelt. And this is a senior group for McDonald. They played a lot of basketball. What response do they have? Cannon Huss driving baseline, can't get it to go.
Again, we're getting, you know, that's a good drive by Cannon. Typically that goes in.
Taggart right wing. Vince Flanagan shoots in the corner, Castron. Owen Smith. Drops it Isaiah Castron. Castron, big shot, fake on Flanagan to Jackson Castron. Taggart in the right corner against Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie knocks it out of bounds into the student section for Solon Springs. Well, it's time. Time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Countinen has it taken away by Cannon Huss. Huss now on the run. Huss driving in hard. Beautiful Eurostep. Skip to the cup and score.
Nice shot there by Cannon. Nice move.
And Huss with 4 points in the second half. 8 on the game. McDonald now down single digits. 46-37 as we reach the halfway point here in the second half. Castron up top against Keegan Galvez. Castron drops it to Corlett, left corner, against Aiden Misfeld. Nose to nose with him, working off a screen. Corlett in the lane, scoots a low bounce pass to Owen Smith. Back out to Castron. Castron at the foul line. Kick out Owen Smith, 14-foot jumper. Baseline is good. They just don't miss. 48-37, back to an 11-point lead. Aiden Misfeld left wing. Keegan Galvez holding on the right. Eddie Mittermeier trying to shake these two tankers.
He's doing everything to get open.
Cooper Mittermeier left wing. Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld off a screen, into the lane, kick out Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper Mittermeier up top, and he throws it away. 8:06 to go. Every possession mattering so much for McDonald. Right side counting, and counting wide open pass to the basket off the glass and good. 50-37, largest lead of the night. And McDonald was up big early, but
yeah.
Roaring back the Solon Springs Eagles. Cannon Huss crossing over. Huss, right block, kick out Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld passes out, passes up on the three. Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Mittermeier driving baseline, tough shot, too long. Cooper Mittermeier offensive rebound. Out to Cannon Huss. Huss jab step, steps back for three. That one would have been nice. And out of bounds to Solon Springs.
We're shooting a lot of threes and they're just not going in.
Fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order the Butterburger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley. 7:22 to go. Taggart will take his time across the timeline in a 13-point game. Owen Smith on the right against Cooper Mittermeier. Looks like he almost took an extra hop step over to Taggart. Left wing, jab step against both Mittermeiers. Knocked away, and Cannon Huss has it. Huss, a one-on-one down the left side of the lane. Pumps, and knocks it out.
Yeah.
Cannon with the block on Cannon Huss.
Kind of stopped and set that up.
7 minutes exactly remaining. Officials with a quick word for Isaiah Castron down low.
Yeah, maybe a little taunting there.
Cannon Huss inbounds to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier quick trigger on a three. That one off the mark. Under 7 to go. McDonald trailing 50-37. Solon Springs looking for a trip to state. Owen Smith gets by Cooper Mittermeier. Kick out Corlett. Passes up a three. Drops a low bounce pass along the baseline. Owen Smith driving baseline. And he will turn too strong off the glass. And knocked away from McDonald's. Loose along the baseline. And last touch by Solon Springs.
Good hustle by Aiden.
6:34 left in the season for one of these teams.
One of the seniors going hard out there.
Aiden Misfeld across the timeline on the right side against Countenden. Over to Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper Mittermeier to Cannon Huss. Huss left corner. Over to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld for three. Got it! McDonald within 10. Aiden Misfeld has 13. 50-40. Max trail by 10. Timeout taken. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Late going second half.
Top of the morning to ya. Looking to get a 3-clover deal this St. Patty's Day? Well, lads, come to SoCop's Meat Market, where our butchers are offering smoked bacon, catfish fillets, haddock and cod loins, and beautiful ribeye steaks. This St. Patty's Day, no blarney. Corned beef at $5.29 a pound. God bless you and your kin this St. Patty's Day from SoCop's Meat Market on 624 North Bridge Street in Chippewa Falls, where the squeaky door welcomes a friend evermore.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
Ten remaining in regulation. McDonald trails Solon Springs 50-40. A big three by Aiden Misfeld. Cuts it down to that 10-point difference. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Donald needs to string together some stops here as Owen Smith will inbound in front of his own student section. Not a lot of foul trouble for either team. Speeds reverse under 6 minutes to play. Taggart hard to the rim. Misses a layup a little bit too strong. And now McDonald with some numbers. 4-on-5. Aiden Misfelt to Jordan Sikora. Sikora back out to Misfelt. Misfelt driving hard into the lane. Runner is good. Oh, a beautiful touch from 10 feet out for Aiden Misfelt. They've needed his offense. 8-point game, 50-42. McDonald trails. Taggart right side to Corlett. Corlett up top. Isaiah Castro shoots it left side, counted it. Turn in for Tager, and a foul. Oh, didn't call it. Aiden Misfelt steals a pass as Eddie Mittermeier. Again, we got distracted by that. Looked like he took an elbow in the face on a screen.
He's right in front of the ref who wasn't looking.
Cannon Huss pulls it up at the right block. Bounces to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline. Along that baseline to Jordan Sikora. Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt, big jab step. Now he'll take a three with a man in his face.
Got it. Aiden Misfelt starting to feel it.
McDonald trails by 5, 50-45, with 5:04 remaining. Owen Smith drops it down to Castor. Castor at the left block. He's doubled. Kick out to Smith. Up top, Corlett. Corlett back to Smith, high on the left. Drops it down to Castor. Castor between two defenders. Off the glass, no, but a foul. You earn him at the line.
Good, maybe.
At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. cvosm.com/WOGO. The officials checking on something on the floor.
Sweat down there, I think. It's kind of off the court, but
4:49 remaining, 50-45. McDonald trails by 5, but 2 free throws here for Isaiah Castron, the 6'5" junior. First one on the way is good. That's his first free throw of the game. Full 2 possession lead, 51-45. And the officials, I think, are going to...
A necklace on.
Tell Corlett to take the necklace off.
It
took a long time for them to spot that. Jackson Castron will check in for Corlett. And Corlett will hand the necklace to somebody in the crowd. And Isaiah Castron, after a long wait, will attempt another free throw here. 51-45, McDonald down 6 to make it a 3-possession game. Castron rims out, free throw knocked away back to Castron, who's wide open for 3, front rim off the mark, and Keegan Galvez with the rebound. That would have been a big make for Castron. Thankfully, McDonald gets the second rebound. Now Aiden Misfelt pulls up in the lane. He's back rim on 1 from 8 feet. Left side, Owen Smith, 4:25 to go, 51-45. Isaiah Castor down the right side of the lane, barreling to the rim, hit it the underside of the bracket. Keegan Galvez calling for the ball, Jordan Sikora driving in hard, scooping layup is good.
Nice.
Some beautiful English on the underhanded flip. Jordan Sikora, 51-47, McDonald down 4. Up top, Jackson Castor. Castor puts on the floor with the left hand. Took an extra step. Did they bell the walk? Yes, they did. Well, he's got long Giannis strides, but took a little extra one. 3:58 to go in a 4-point game. McDonald trails 51-47. Cannon Huss inbounds to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt finds Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie calling out directions. The senior across the timeline with 3:50 to play. Eddie Misfelt right wing. Eddie Mittermeier dashing from one side to the other. Back to Eddie. Eddie puts the shoulder down. Flip out to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt for another 3.
Ooh.
Side of the rim. No. Rebound knocked away, and Jackson Castron chases it down. Keegan Galvez had it for a moment.
That looked good.
Eddie Mittermeier goes for a steal. Smith gets by him. Owen Smith right wing. Smith holding, looking to the post, trying to find Castron. Knocks it loose by Keegan Galvez, and Aiden Misfelt with the steal. Misfelt going hard over Castron, has it spotted. And Cannon Huss retrieves it in the corner. Huss to Jordan Sikora between the wheels to Aiden Misfeldt. Misfeldt show and go along the baseline. Back to Cannon Huss just outside the paint. Huss backing down on two defenders. Goes over the top. Maybe got his shot blocked a little bit. And there's a lot of height down there with both casters.
He had to throw that one up high to get it over the top of all them long arms.
Under three to go. McDonald trails 51-47. Making a comeback here down 13. Do they have enough left in the tank? Owen Smith up top. Right side, Isaiah Kastner. Kastner puts on the floor with the right hand. Driving baseline against Cannon Huss. Pumps on him. Blocked from behind. Jackson Kastner has it for a moment. Saved by Jordan Sikora, but right back to Smith. Smith to Jackson Kastner against Keegan Galvez and a foul down low.
Might have been a good foul there by Aiden.
Got to prevent anything easy here. 2:36 left. 51-47. McDonald trails by four. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Jackson Kastner, the 6'7 freshman out. Corlett back in. And Owen Smith will inbound. Smith shoots it in to Countinen. Left block extended. Back to Corlett. Corlett trying to drive by Jordan Sikora. Runner comes up short. Rebound Aiden Misfeldt. To Cannon Huss. Eddie Mittermeier got knocked down. Now Cannon Huss down the lane.
And on!
And the foul hoop! And hard for Huss! Cannon Huss has 10 points and will be at the line trying to make this a one-point deficit. Eddie Mittermeier got knocked down the backcourt, and Taggart, I'll credit him. Good sportsmanship, took the time to try to help Eddie up.
Yeah.
Cannon Huss, the free throw. Back rim, no. Would have made it a one-point game, but still a two-point game here with 2:18 left. McDonald's committed four fouls, three against the Eagles of Solon Springs. Owen Smith, right wing, driving baseline. Pulls it back out to Corlett against Jordan Sikora. Number one versus number one. Winner goes to State. Donald has been down 13 in the second half. A little bit of a bobble by Countinen. Countinen throws it away. Yes! Dug out by Aiden Misfeldt. McDonald a chance to tie or take the lead. Sikora up top with a minute 46 left. Sikora to Aiden Misfeldt against Countinen. Aiden Misfeldt picks up the dribble. Back to Cannon Huss. Minute 37 left. Sikora to Aiden Misfeldt. Misfeldt to Cannon Huss. Owen Smith on him. Cannon Huss driving baseline into a crowd. Skips it out. Jordan Sikora to Aiden Misfeldt left wing. Misfeldt driving the lane to Keegan Galvez. Galvez up
beautiful
in. Ties the game from low on the right.
Nice find by Aiden.
Aiden Misfeldt drops the dime. 1:18 remaining. We are tied at 51 here in the sectional final. Up top, Owen Smith. Smith to Kastner. Kastner counted in right side. Corlett in the right corner against Jordan Sikora. 1:04 left. Eddie Mittermeier with the steal. Mittermeier down the lane, skips between two defenders. Oh, it won't go down. Well, a lot of contact there and out of bounds to Solon Springs.
Yeah.
Oh, Eddie with the steal and went to the rim, but couldn't quite finish against this physicality. Jackson Kastner comes in with 57.2 remaining in a 51-51 game. Taggart across the logo at midcourt. Leaves it for Owen Smith up top. Crowd on their feet. 49 seconds left. Corlett has it high on the right. Corlett to Taggart. Taggart with the left-handed dribble outside the arc. Owen Smith up top. Back to Kastner. 36 seconds to play. Kastner has it high on the left. Flips it over to Corlett. Corlett finds Taggart. Taggart up top. Flips over to Jackson Kastner. They may be playing just for a final shot here. We have a whistle and a timeout taken. 26.2 left. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Caleb Spence and Mark Maloney with you. Ethan White and Ezra Van Dyke back to Wobo home base in Halley. Val Knobloch about 4 feet to our right. 26.2 seconds remaining. Solon Springs with the basketball in a tie game. McDonald trailed by 13 here in the second half. They fought back to tie.
And both teams have plenty of fouls to give, so you're going to see some physical play here.
Four whistles against McDonald, three on Solon Springs. Owen Smith will inbound. Smith holding, drops it into Jackson. Castron. Owen Smith along the baseline with 22 seconds left. Back to Castron. They find Tager with 19 seconds left. Solon Springs maybe looking for a final shot. Jackson Castron, the freshman. Dylan Tager with 11 seconds left. Back to Castron. Castron shoots it down. They'll work along the baseline. Owen Smith in a crowd, and he's bumped and knocked out of bounds with 5.5 seconds left. What kind of inbound can Solon Springs draw up here? That was the 15 foul, McDonald.
Third on Aiden, but
five
full timeout
left. Full timeout. Back in 60 seconds for the final 5.5 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
5.5 seconds left. Inbound coming up here for Solon Springs. Game tied at 51. Owen Smith shoots it to Castron. With 4 seconds left. Castron up top and fouled with 2.7 left by Cannon Huss. Again, a chance for a game-winning shot for Solon Springs. They've run it down from over a minute left. Seems like it's either going to be game winner or overtime. Another full timeout taken. We'll just take a 30-second break this time. Back in 30 seconds, WOGO Sports and Max TV, 2.7 on the clock, tied at 51 in a sectional final.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Amory High School, sectional final. Winner goes to state. 2.7 seconds left. McDonald and Solon Springs tied at 51. Solon Springs with the basketball. McDonald cannot foul. They just committed their sixth.
Coach Schilling's
taking Coach Schilling's going to take a timeout as well. We'll take another 30-second break here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Back in just 30 seconds.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Full house here in Amory. Is there a little McDonald magic remaining? 2.7 seconds left. You have to play, Mark. Perfect defense without fouling.
I mean, it's going to come down to either a really, really lucky shot or we're going to go into overtime. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
51-51. 2.7 left. Side out of bounds. For the Solon Springs Eagles, Tager will handle that. Tager going to hold. finds Kastrin. Kastrin is going to pull up for a deep three to win the game. No, it comes up short, and we are headed to bonus basketball. You're on WOGO Sports and Max TV, back in 30 seconds. This one just couldn't be finished in regulation.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Well, Mark Maloney, 36 minutes wasn't enough to decide this one. We're going to play 40, headed to overtime with McDonald and Solon Springs tied at 51. McDonald was down 13 in the second half with about 6 minutes left. Somehow fought back to tie the game and then forced Isaiah Kastrin into a long three to try to win it. Cannon Huss with the defense, the good contest, and now we've got bonus basketball.
And McDonald doesn't have fouls to give here, so let's try to keep him off the free throw line. It's going to probably come down to that.
Keegan Galvez will jump it up. McDonald conceded the tip at the open of this game. This time they'll both jump for it, and it is won by McDonald. They'll move left to right. That went Keegan Galvez, Cannon Huss to Aiden Misfeld. Again, no fouls left to give for McDonald. Only three committed by Solon Springs. Tie at 51. Eddie Mittermeier to Cannon Huss. Huss a big jab step against Owen Smith. Aiden Misfeld on the right wing. Misfeld to Jordan Sikora. Sikora to Cannon Huss. Huss crossing over to Aiden Misfeld, right corner against Jackson Kastrin. The freshman at 6'7 has played a lot of minutes here in the second half. Jordan Sikora, right wing. Donald taking their time on this possession. Aiden Misfeld up top. Everybody tired out there. Cannon Huss just inside the left elbow to Aiden Misfeld. Kastrin's going to provide some height on defense against him.
Yeah, but he's given up some speed there. Hopefully Aiden can blow by him at some point.
Aiden Misfeld left wing against Jackson Kastrin. Up top, as McDonald's used 55 seconds on this first possession overtime. Driving in hard, Cannon Huss skips to the hoop, knocked out of bounds by Kastrin. A good block from behind as Cannon went Euro. But a good recovery by Kastrin, and McDonald will inbound underneath the hoop with 2:59 remaining in overtime. Huss inbounds to Keegan Galvez. Galvez looking, scoots it up to Jordan Sikora, Aiden Misfeld right wing.
He's thinking about
Kastrin on him. McDonald looking for the best shot here. Jordan Sikora high on the left. Right side, Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld holding to Jordan Sikora up top. Back to Aiden with 2:37 to play. Jab step to Cannon Huss just outside the paint against Smith. He's doubled, then tripled. Out to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld against Jackson Kastrin. Misfeld driving in the baseline. Kick out Jordan Sikora. Sikora back up top to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld will take a three straight.
Got it!
For Aiden! Oh my goodness, Aiden Misfeld with a huge triple, and McDonald leads 54-51. 2:11 to go as they used up nearly half of overtime on that possession. Isaiah Kastrin to tie the game with a three. It's good. And is he fouled? No. No foul, but Kastrin falling back. We're tied at 54. Goodness. What a huge shot for the junior. Aiden Misfeld back out to Jordan Sikora to Cannon Huss against Owen Smith. Huss backing down. Again, they're going to come out on him with some height. Huss along the baseline. Skips it over to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld for another three. Can he get it?
Yes!
Yes, he can!
Nice.
Aiden Misfeld, 57-54, McDonald. Taggart, left wing, driving, baseline, challenge, but goes over the top of Keegan Galvez. What a nice shot there from Taggart, 57-56. McDonald leads by one. Needing a bucket here. Cannon Huss.
Again, Solon Springs has fouls to give.
Eddie Mittermeier up top to Aiden Misfeld. 1:08 remaining. They're going to make Solon Springs come out on him. Jackson Kastrin gets pushed by Isaiah Kastrin. His brother is saying get out on him. Trying the freshman to get out on Aiden Misfeld. 57 seconds left. Aiden Misfeld goes by Owen Smith. 53 seconds left. Jackson Kastrin blown by him. Keegan Galvez back to Aiden Misfelt. Again, Aiden has the speed advantage, and it's stolen away from Aiden Misfelt. Smith has it. Misfelt gets it back, knocked away along the baseline, and we have a whistle and
timeout
taken by McDonald. 41.2 remaining as Aiden Misfelt battled the entire length of the floor for that one. We're back in 30 seconds, back in half a minute on WGO Sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
41.2 seconds on the clock. McDonald leads 57-56. No fouls in that frenetic display as Aiden Misfelt had it taken away from him by Owen Smith. And Mark, he just went one-on-one riding the hip of Smith, knocked it loose, lost it to two Solon Springs players, somehow took it back from both of them and got the timeout.
Yes. What a hustle there by Aiden. He's just not going to give up. That senior is going to give it everything he's got, and he is... shooting the lights out and just playing some tenacious defense.
Again, 41.2 left. Three fouls left to give for Solon Springs. You know they're going to be going for the steal every time. And again, these officials have shown that they're willing to allow some physical play. So again, just passing and catching for McDonald right now going to be critical as they'll face full court man-to-man other than the inbounder as Eddie Mittermeier will inbound from along the baseline. Cannon Huss running for it. We'll hand off to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier across the timeline with a head of steam. And Taggart tags him from behind with 37.6 left.
Yeah, they got to start fouling if they want to stop the clock.
Again, McDonald doing what's necessary here to get it across the timeline. But you figure if they're playing the fouling game, someone's going to have a one-and-one here. Cannon Huss to inbounds. Holding, waiting, finds Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt up top. Jackson looked like he was trying to foul him. Caster. Aiden Misfelt high on the left with 28 seconds left. And a pass knocked away, but Jordan Sepora takes it back. Oh, goodness. Now Eddie Mittermeier gets tagged from behind by Taggart with 24 seconds to play. Oh, a dangerous pass for McDonald. And the 6'2" length of Jordan Sikora prevented a turnover there. Now Jackson Castron's going to come out, counted and back in, inbounding in front of his own bench. Aiden Misfelt with 24 seconds left. McDonald holding onto a 57-56 lead. Goes into Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier is fouled by Owen Smith with 22.1 seconds to play. 57-56, no fouls left to give. Cannon Huss will inbound. I think they're going to try to find Eddie Mittermeier with this. Again, Solon Springs looking to foul. Throw to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt holds, waits for the foul with 20.3 remaining. And the senior is going to go to the line with a 1-1 here. His team up by 1 point. Cooper Mittermeier will come out. Keegan Galvez in. Aiden Misfelt, a 1-1. His team up 1 point. Aiden goes to the line, one bounce, free throw. Off the side of the rim, but Keegan Galvez, an offensive rebound, finds Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier waiting for the foul, and it comes with 15.9 seconds left. Keegan Galvez, oh
big
my goodness,
rebound.
What a huge rebound as Cannon Huss gets in his face in a good way and says, that's what seniors do. The five on the floor for McDonald will huddle with 15.9 seconds left, and Eddie Mittermeier, who has 5 points in this game, will go to the line. This is a 1-1. That was the 18th foul. McDonald put Galvez and Huss at the blocks. We'll have two back. Eddie Mittermeier, the first free throw. Crowd in full throat. Free throw off the back rim. Cannon Huss, an offensive rebound. And Huss is fouled with 14.2 remaining.
We're going to have somebody else try some free throws.
Malachi Suckerman, the big pump of the big biceps on the far side of the floor. 14.2 remaining. That was the 9th team foul against Solon Springs. Cannon Huss at the line again, a 1-1 in a 1-point game. Huss, three low dribbles, the free throw. That one perfect for Cannon Huss. 58-56. Cannon Huss to make it a full one-possession lead before the ball goes back to Solon Springs. Huss, three dribbles, free throw. Rims in and out. Rebound to Jackson Castor. Finds Taggart. 11 seconds left. 58-56 McDonald. Taggart.
Timeout.
And a timeout taken with 8.1 left for the Eagles. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Before the game, Coach Adam Schilling said this would come down to defense, and it has. 8.1 seconds left in overtime. McDonald leads 58-56. Solon Springs with the basketball. McDonald, two misses on the front end of one-and-ones. Cannon Huss then hits a free throw. The second one doesn't go down. McDonald, two critical offensive rebounds on those two misses. But now, Mark, we're going to have to lock in one more time defensively.
And that's all it's going to take is one good defensive play here or a good defensive rebound because they're going to foul you.
No fouls left to give. 8.1 remaining. Side out for Owen Smith in front of his own bench. Throws it in to Kanonen. Kanonen driving baseline. Reverse. No! Cannon Huss with the rebound. Huss comes out of there with it, and he's fouled with 3.5 seconds left. Kanonen wanted a foul down low. Didn't get one. And Cannon Huss will go to the line. Pumping up his student section. Cannon Huss says, get on your feet.
3.5 on the clock.
He'll be shooting two.
Two will ice it.
Cannon Huss, the first free throw to make it a full one possession lead. Free throw on the way. Rims out.
Okay, we need
Come
this
on,
one.
Cannon. 3.5 seconds left. Huss, the second free throw. That one. Also in and out. 3.5 left. Castron throws it ahead to Owen Smith.
Oh, he traveled.
Smith traveled with the ball for the win.
Oh!
They go down! And McDonald holds on! They're going to state! They're going to state! McDonald back to Madison!
Wow, what a game. Again.
Your final score in overtime in Avery. McDonald, 58. Solon Springs, 56. And oh my goodness, Owen Smith, he traveled with the basketball before
like
unleashing
it.
What would have been a game-winning shot. McDonald's going to Madison. They survived an absolute fury. They were down 13 in the second half.
It was a great game.
Down 13 with 6 minutes left in the second half.
And what a
somehow,
fight.
Somehow, some way, these seniors.
And they shut down Eddie Mittermeier, but you know who stepped up. We all know it. It was Aiden
Misfelt.
Came up big.
When you call on him, Aiden answers every single time.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. How about those offensive rebounds at the end of the half? What an incredible Solon Springs team. They're young. They're going to be back in this game next year, I would imagine. Everybody catching their breath.
Yes, everybody.
As McDonald will get that sectional final plaque.
And, just resiliency again from this McDonald team. They've been down before, right? We've seen this happen a couple of times against some good teams. Solon Springs was an awesome team, but we've seen that same fight against Fall Creek. Ended up coming a little short on that, but that's the type of fight these guys have.
I do not know how this happens. Down 13 to a phenomenal basketball team in Solon Springs, and somehow, some way, McDonald has won this game.
Yes. Hugs all around. Now they're going to accept the sectional championship trophy here. Going to the McDonald. Showing it to their fan section. Showing it to the student section. Showing it to the parent section.
The Macs are back at Madison.
The seniors are all out there with the trophy. Deserved. Congratulations to all of them. Now the rest of the team is grabbing hold of that sectional championship trophy.
Wow. I don't have any breath or really any words left.
What a game. 58-56 in
overtime. This senior
group
just would not be denied. And again, Solon Springs thought they could have got a call at the end. I think we would probably say we thought there maybe would have been a call on what seemed to be a travel at the end of the game. There were a lot. There were a lot of no calls in this game, and I think the officials were pretty consistent with the no calls.
On both
just
sides.
Letting them play defense. But, again, if you're Solon Springs, with two-thirds of the second half gone, you had a 13-point lead, and you let it slip away.
Yep.
And that's the difference between two teams probably equal in talent, equal in ability, or it might honestly tip a little in the way of the Eagles in terms of just sheer talent. But seniors going to step up. And McDonald seniors in particular, Mr. Aiden Misfelt. Shout out to you, Aiden, and to your dad, Greg, because I know you'll be listening to this podcast.
You are
absolutely magnificent, young man. Absolutely magnificent. When your team needed you. Seeing Val Siegenthaler here. No words left. It's been a long several days in an amazing way. And the season doesn't end today.
No,
we're going to Madison. Well, first we're going to get some sleep, assuming we can get back home on these roads.
Oh, my goodness. We've had some adventurous 3 days here, Caleb. Again, the adventure does continue.
Let's step out and take a 3.5-minute break. We're back after this. We'll talk with Coach Schilling. We'll hear those second-half highlights. Look at your stats. The Max are going back to Madison. All ahead in 3.5 on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel, call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions: a night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential, maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, trying to catch our breath as somehow, some way, your McDonald Max in overtime come back from down 13 to punch their ticket to the state tournament in Madison, 58-56. They defeat Solon Springs behind what we're pretty sure is a career high 24 points for Aiden Misfeld, including 16 in the second half.
And I think six threes. Six three-pointers, which were crucial. We weren't hitting them in the first half, but then Aiden just came to life.
I mean, and again, the game plan was very clear. Take Eddie Mittermeier out of this game offensively.
Yeah.
And
I wouldn't mind seeing if we couldn't get Aiden up here, too, just to give him a talking to. We got Marley coming up. You want to yip at her for
yes,
a minute?
Yes, let's do that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wearing her state championship medal, Marley Hughes. Incredible last 2 days for you guys. What's it feel like to be a state champ your senior year?
Oh, my goodness. It feels amazing. And to have two of them in 1 year, like, I'm just overwhelmed, so excited, especially with this boys' win. Like, I'm just, my heart's pounding so fast.
So much. And, Marley, your mom had told me, I think it was a couple weeks ago as the playoffs were beginning, that your teammate said, we've got to get Marley a ball. Tell me about that.
One of my teammates especially, Maddie Geisler, actually, after volleyball, she came up to me and she goes, we're going to get a gold ball for basketball. She's like, we're going to do it. And she was right. I mean, we did it.
Again, your goals all throughout this season, doing things that are so hard to accomplish, winning a Western Clover Belt Conference championship with the level you play at, regional championship, sectional championship, state championship, every check mark achieved this season.
Yes, it's amazing. I mean, like I said at our pep rally, I was talking about there's a banner up on the wall that's a conference. It hadn't had one for a long time. We put 2023 on that banner, and we've never won a state championship before, and now 2023 is going to be up there under that state championship and be history for our school.
This Blair Taylor team you played, you guys got out to a lead early, but again, they fought back, and you had to overcome some adversity, but you've dealt with that all season long. So many different starting lineups. Again, nothing comes easy to be a state champion. Talk about that game today and even going into half, what you guys said to one another, what you heard from the coaches to say, we're going to go out and finish this.
Yeah, so in the beginning, obviously, we have our plan of, like, taking away the key players, and then eventually they were knocking down threes, right? And so at halftime, we were all a little bit nervous, like, because as you would, you're within 2 points. But our game plan was to come out there, play our game, get off to a good lead again, and then keep that lead and stay strong, and that's exactly what we did.
Marley, you're a state champ. I'm kind of welling up again, too, because I'm so freaking proud of you.
Thank you.
So happy for you guys. Congratulations again. Two state championships your senior year. It doesn't get much better than that.
Yes, thank you, guys.
We love you guys, and congratulations. It doesn't quite fit what we want to say, but that's what we've got.
Yes, yes.
Well, let's talk with Aiden Misfeld now, the man of the hour. Aiden, 24 points, I do believe, not only a season high, I think that may be a career high for you.
I think so, yes, for sure.
You had to step up in this game. You guys were down 13, and honestly, when you listen to the podcast, because you probably will, I think I was a little down in the mouth, too, thinking, How in the world? And yet somehow, with 6 minutes left, down 13, you guys force overtime.
I know.
And hitting so many big shots. I don't even know what to ask you. That was incredible.
Honestly, all I was thinking is, I mean, our team, we weren't making shots, but I knew this was my moment. I knew I had to pick it up. I knew Cannon and Eddie, they hit their shots, but they weren't on, so I knew I had to step it up. And I told every single one of these guys I believe in them. And I prayed to God throughout the whole entire game, and
I was too.
I don't even know what to say.
I think everybody was.
I want to cry, but I'm so happy I can't.
Oh yeah, and again, I've been commenting all year on the hustle that you have on defense, and it showed down there. I mean, we kind of had a lost ball there at the end.
Yep.
And you scrambled the whole way down and fought. It was amazing, and that's just a great senior leader right there.
Thank you.
And all the shots you hit, Aiden, but again, if you don't battle one and then eventually two Eagles all the way down, they're probably getting a layup.
I know.
They're probably winning the game. And that, honestly, I think with all your three, six in a game, that probably was the game-winning play right there.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank
you,
guys. I'm so lucky for Cannon and Keegan, too, with those rebounds on the free throws. But yeah. I know this week the thing we got to work on is free throws. That's on my part, too.
Hey, sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. The best miss them. But you're right. I mean, it's tough to make those clutch. It seems like it's an easy thing that people make miss wide open layups, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
it's
exactly.
It's just how the ball bounces.
Yep, exactly.
Aiden, has
you guys fought through that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you guys.
Has it sunk in yet? You're going to Madison your senior year?
I can't even like express my emotions right now. I'm so happy. That's the whole year. That's all I've been thinking about is just going to the Kohl Center and playing. Because I mean, my freshman year was COVID. My sophomore year we played in lacrosse, and last year. We know what happened, but
this
it just
year
feels so good. All the hard work we put in the summer and all the people that believed in us, it's all paying off right now.
Well, let's get you two more games, brother.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic,
yes, sir.
Fantastic
thank you,
game. Aiden Misfelt, so proud of you guys, and we'll see you in Madison.
Yeah, thank you.
Go enjoy the crowd.
Oh, yeah, we'll do. Thank you, guys.
That's Aiden Misfelt. Let's take another quick break here. Again, we've got a lot coming up. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling at some point. To what an incredible. We see Jake Siegenthaler in the crowd here giving a hug to Aiden Misfelt. Let's take a 3-minute break, 3.5 actually. We'll come back after this on WOGO Sports and Max TV. And at some point, we'll get you those stats and highlights. There's just too much action going on here in Amory. Back in 3.5.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community, a learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonnell. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be. Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Top of the morning to ya. Looking to get a 3-clover deal this St. Patty's Day? Well, lads, come to SoCop's Meat Market, where our butchers are offering smoked bacon, catfish fillets, haddock and cod loins, and beautiful ribeye steaks. This St. Patty's Day, no blarney. corned beef at $5.29 a pound. God bless you and your kin this St. Patty's Day from Socop's Meat Market on 624 North Bridge Street in Chippewa Falls, where the squeaky door welcomes a friend evermore.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
Head coach Adam Schilling making his way to us here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. In overtime, McDonald comes back from 13 down in the final third of the second half, ties it, sends it to overtime, and wins in an absolute thriller, 58-56. Head coach Adam Schilling, I still can't figure out how this happened. Other than that, you have an incredible group of seniors who just were not willing to let the season end tonight.
Yeah, honestly, that sums it up. And again, we had other guys that contributed and did a lot of things. Our bench was awesome. Everybody's into the game. A lot of encouragement and just, you know, nobody quit. And that was the biggest thing we wanted to see. And, you know, that's how you can pull out games like this. But, again, our seniors and our team is, in general, just a great group of kids.
We just talked with Aiden Misfeld again. He said, I knew it was my time. I knew I had to step up. A career high, if I'm correct, 24 points, six three-pointers, and every single one of them was huge.
Very. Just his ball handling at the end of the game. His defense was good. Again, this group, just everybody knows when they need to step up, and they just do so accordingly. And wish they would have done it a little sooner, but we'll take it as whenever it came. But just hats off to our guys again. I really don't know what to say.
Coach, when you look at this game, and attention should be paid to the incredible game Aiden had offensively. But I look at some incredible plays at the end of overtime that very likely preserved the win rather than it being a loss. And those were offensive rebounds on missed free throws by Keegan Galvez and Cannon Huss, and then Aiden Misfeld battling not one but two Solon Springs Eagles the length of the floor to prevent a turnover and a run out and a layup. I mean, it's plays like that win basketball games.
Exactly. And you know, and again, I think Keegan was another guy too that played outstanding defense, but just in general, I think all those little hustle plays are so important in a tight game. We talked before the game, you didn't really want to have any regrets after the game. You didn't want to think, oh, I wish I would have dove on the floor for that loose ball, or I wish I would have done this. And I think the kids just really kind of took that to heart, and they made sure that they have some good memories here on the bus ride home.
Yeah, and Aiden gave a lot of credit to his teammates out there, every one of them, Cannon. And you know, they're going to guard Eddie, and they're going to guard Cannon. But Aiden knew it was his time to step up. But Caleb and I both, that defensive play he made that was going to turn into a turnover and almost an easy layup on this end. He just battled the whole way down the floor fighting. It was a fight. I mean, could have been calls either way from both teams when the refs did a nice job of letting them play, letting them finish that one out.
Yep.
And Aiden just did a fantastic job fighting that one off and getting the ball back.
Yeah, I mean, again, he really stuck to it. Again, things were looking the best at a certain point, and the kids kind of just decided to turn that switch where they, you know, they wanted to make sure they did everything they could to try to get us back in the game. And once we got back in the game, again, our seniors just took over and made some huge plays all around.
Coach, I'll have to admit to my own shame, down 13. If you heard my tone on the podcast, I thought this game was over.
I felt that way too, honestly. I mean, I was looking at our coaches. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I mean, sometimes you lose to a better team, but again, it sums up our group. And I think we've had a lot of games like that this year where you think things aren't looking great. And
Fall Creek.
Yeah, first game of the year, you know. Yeah. Honestly, that getting that win just really propelled us and gave us so many experiences that you could build off of. And just, you know, they're the kind of kids where if they make a mistake, they don't make the same mistake twice. But if they do something great, they remember it and they try to duplicate it as much as they can. And I think there's a lot to say for that. Just a lot of great parents that teach these kids good family lessons and life lessons, and they apply it to the game of basketball and beyond. So it's a good thing to be a part of.
Well, yes. Coach, everyone who made the rather hazardous drive here tonight was treated to an incredible basketball game. And finally, this senior group. I know, again, 5 years here at McDonald's, so you've had these boys the entire time.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to take them to Madison, to be able to say our season is ending at the Kohl Center one way or the other?
Well, it means a lot. We had 1 year cut short by COVID, and then the other year was on the cross. We had to play two games in a day, and last year obviously didn't end the way we wanted to. So, again, when we lost that game at Athens last year, you could see we wanted to turn that into a positive. And I think all the kids really bought into it. I think you guys know, but the amount of time they put in the gym and working on their bodies and shooting and skills is just it's why they deserve to go, and it's why they deserve to pull out this game. And, I really believe good things happen to people that really work hard for something, and these kids work really hard for this.
Well, there is some McDonald magic in March here, Coach. They're calling you down for a photo. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in Madison.
Awesome. Thank you guys for coming. I appreciate everything you do.
Head Coach Adam Schilling will take another three-minute break. We'll be back with stats and highlights. Actually, give us 3.5 if we could here, because there's a lot of highlights in the second half. Don't go away. Post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald is headed back to state with a 58-56 overtime thriller. Back in 3.5 to finish things up here from Amory.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community. A learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonald. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be.
Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Top of the morning to ya. Looking to get a 3-clover deal this St. Patty's Day? Well, lads, come to SoCop's Meat Market, where our butchers are offering smoked bacon, catfish fillets, haddock and cod loins, and beautiful ribeye steaks. This St. Patty's Day, no blarney. Corned beef at $5.29 a pound. God bless you and your kin this St. Patty's Day from SoCop's Meat Market on 624 North Bridge Street in Chippewa Falls, where the squeaky door welcomes a friend evermore.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
What a day of basketball. The Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. The McDonald Lady Macs win the first ever state championship in program history, 61-46, down at the Resch Center. We head over here to Amory, make our way through treacherous roads. McDonald boys down 13 late going second half, and somehow, some way, send this game to overtime and win it in a thriller, 58-56 over Solon Springs.
Yes, and you talk about the treacherous weather. I mean, we drove over Thursday night in a snowstorm, did some great work over there, drove over up to Amory tonight in the middle of another snowstorm. I don't want to look at the forecast for Thursday and Friday.
We'll just see what happens.
Maybe the snowstorms are good. I don't know, but it's taken years off of both of us, I think.
I think so. Well, let's look at the leading scores, then we'll hear those second half highlights before we bid you adieu and hit the road. 19 points to lead the way for Solon Springs. Dylan Taggart, he was incredible today, but 15 of those came in the first half. They held him to 4 in the second half, similar to Aiden Rosemeyer, a phenomenal first half in that sectional semi, but then Rosemeyer was held to 2 points in the second half. 11 points for Owen Smith, 11 for Isaiah Castron. Again, they're all juniors. They're all coming back. Carson Countenin with 9 points. He's a senior. 4 for Caden Corlett and 2 for Jackson Castron, who's 6'7 and just a freshman. Again, I would very much expect the Solon Springs team to be back in this sectional final next year with the core that they have returning. On the other side, for McDonald, 24 points and 6 threes for Aiden Misfeld. A game high, a season high, an incredible, incredible effort for Aiden. Cannon Haas had 11 points, including a big free throw down the stretch. 6 points for Cooper Mittermeier all in the first half. Again, in a 2-point game, every bucket huge, and Cooper hit 2 big threes there in the first half. 5 apiece for Eddie Mittermeier, Keegan Galvez, Jordan Sikora. That doesn't tell the story of just how well they played in this game. Points do not tell the story. Again, every single player on the floor for McDonald had to step up, and they did, and Miles Flanagan with 2 points. Let's hear those second half highlights, how the game sounded, how it ended, and then we'll get you to some final thoughts from Mark Maloney, and we're going to hit the road and hope that it's plowed. Here's how the second half sounded on WOGO Sports and Max TV. It really is. Taggart crossing over on Eddie Mittermeier, driving baseline, shoots it over to Countenin, out to Castron. Castron at the left elbow. Works it back out between the wheels. Hesitation. Now Castron goes in hard. Offensive foul. Aiden Misfeld through that one.
Nice.
By 9. They trailed big before, but maybe haven't faced a team quite like this. Eddie Mittermeier gets by a couple defenders, going in hard and a layup.
Nice.
Eddie Mittermeier using the speed. Countenin has it taken away by Cannon Haas. Haas now on the run. Haas driving in hard. Beautiful Eurostep skip to the cup and score.
Nice shot there by Cannon. Nice move.
Countenin. Over to Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper Mittermeier to Cannon Haas. Haas left corner. Over to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld for 3. Got it. McDonald within 10. Aiden Misfeld has 13. 50-40. A layup a little bit too strong, and now McDonald with some numbers. 4-on-5. Aiden Misfeld to Jordan Sikora. Sikora back out to Misfeld. Misfeld driving hard into the lane. Runner is good. Oh, a beautiful touch from 10 feet out for Aiden Misfeld. They've needed his offense. Cannon Haas pulls it up at the right block. Bounces to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline. Along that baseline to Jordan Sikora to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld, big jab step. Now he'll take a 3 with a man in his face.
Got it. Got it.
Aiden Misfeld starting to feel it. McDonald trails by 5, 50-45 with 5:45. Isaiah Castron down the right side of the lane, barreling to the rim, hit it to the underside of the bracket. Keegan Galvez calling for the ball. Jordan Sikora driving in hard, scooping layup.
Nice.
Some beautiful English on the underhanded flip. Jordan Sikora. 51-47, McDonald down four. Rebound, Aiden Misfeld. To Cannon Huss. Eddie Mittermeier got knocked down. Now Cannon Huss down the lane.
And,
got it. And the foul hoop and hard for Huss. McDonald within two. Misfeld to Cannon Huss. Owen Smith on him. Cannon Huss driving baseline into a crowd. Skips it out. Jordan Sikora to Aiden Misfeld left wing. Misfeld driving the lane. To Keegan Galvez. Galvez up
beautiful.
And ties the game from low on the right.
Nice find by Aiden.
Aiden Misfeld drops the dime. 1:18 remaining. We are tied at 51 here in the sectional final. Misfeld against Jackson Castor. Misfeld driving in the baseline. Kick out Jordan Sikora. Sikora back up top to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld will take a three straight.
Got it.
What a huge shot for the junior. Aiden Misfeld back out to Jordan Sikora, to Cannon Huss against Owen Smith. Huss backing down. Again, they're going to come out on him with some height. Huss along the baseline. Skips it over to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld for another three. Can he get it?
Yes!
Yes, he can!
Nice.
Aiden Misfeld, 57-54, McDonald. Astrid throws it ahead to Owen Smith.
Oh, he traveled.
Smith traveled with the ball for the win.
Oh!
And now it doesn't go down! McDonald, hold on! They're going to state! They're going to state! McDonald, back to Madison!
Wow, what a game! Again.
Your final score in overtime in Avery. McDonald, 58. Solon Springs, 56. And oh my goodness, Owen Smith. And that's how it sounded on WOGO Sports and Max TV, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Again, we got to get out of here, too, but I just want to give a shout-out to the man 4 feet to our right, Val Knobloch. Val, it's been a pleasure working with you this year. And, again, you can see his hand on the live stream there, too. Again, with TV rights, I wish we just could do our own live stream with Max TV down at State. But this is our last game with Val this year. It's been an absolute pleasure and an honor, Val. Thank you so much. Thank you for when I was panicking trying to get this broadcast on the air here, calm and collected, and helping me get things figured out. Our board operators back at the WOGO home base in Halley, Ethan White and Ezra Van Dyke tonight, also dealing with a rather tired and panicky Caleb at this point, too. Emotions are a little bit more raw, I think, when you're exhausted and just drove a long ways on roads that you couldn't really see. But
oh,
we made it
goodness.
Here, and again, what an incredible night to be a part of. What an incredible day to be a part of for McDonald, for Chippewa Falls, and the Macs are headed to Madison, Mark.
Yes, and hopefully everyone will drive home safe tonight. We came over. We I don't know how you came up. We decided to go 94.
I think that's what I'm going to try now.
And I tell you what, there was five or six in the ditch on the way on 94, but seems like maybe the back roads might have been a little bit better. But we'll see what we do. I don't know what it's like out there, but we're just now. We got 4 days to get home.
We'll figure it out.
And then
we're just
back
straight
up
to Madison now. We'll see. Well, again, an incredible, incredible night. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We will bid you adieu from Amory. Thank you to our great hosts here in this sectional final. Once again, your final score in overtime: the McDonald Macs 58, the Solon Springs Eagles 56. McDonald punches their ticket yet again to the boys basketball state tournament. We'll see you in Madison. Good night from Amory. This has been McDonald Max Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of McDonald Max Basketball has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonnell Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports.